Okay, so we learned today a little bit on the bottom of Beis Mabez, this idea of which days or which time periods that we have the halachas. You could read earlier Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Daled, and Tezvav. So the Gemara had made an okimta. The Gemara said that was only true. It was only during Rabbi Kiva's time or his understanding, but Chacham hold we're not allowed to read earlier. And the Gemara said, but Rabbi Huda said, Bezmana, that's only true that we could read earlier. If it was a situation where Klai Yisrael was living in Eretz Yisrael and everything was Ketiknon, but Bezmana Zeh, Rehuda said, we don't have this, and even according to those who allow you in general to read earlier, Bezmana Zeh, we don't allow you to read earlier because Hol Mistaklin Ba Ein Koronasa El Bezmana. Since they look, unclear who this means, what it's referring to, Mistaklin, they're looking forward to it, so we only read it Bezman. And there's a lot of Girsalis in the Rishonim. But the simple understanding and what we're going to go with here is the anim. The poor people are the ones who are anticipating Kriyas Megillah, and they're anticipating receiving Matanos Levyonim during Kriyas Megillah, and this kind of throws them off. So that, hopefully you had a chance to see at the end, the Baal Mor and the Ravid, what that means. So we're going to kind of leave this in the back of our minds, how to define this line, and then we're going to come back to explain this machlokas between Baal Mor and the Ravid, what this line means, and it's tali on this general sugya of Matanos Lev Yonim. So let's take a step back and appreciate this mitzvah, one of the few mitzvahs we have on Purim, which is Matanos Lev Yonim. So it starts off really to understand and appreciate this concept, the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Gemara Bava Metzia tells us that there's a concept when it comes to gathering tzedakah and collecting tzedakah, you can only use it for tzedakah purposes, you can't use it for non-tzedakah purposes. The Gemara there, if you take a look in Ayin Ches and Beis, this is around 8 lines down. The first word is Purim. So the Gemara says, D'tanya migvas Purim lePurim. You collect the tzedakah for the purpose of Purim and can only be used for Purim purposes. Migvas ha'ir lo sa'ir, and only if it's collected for that city to use for that city. V'ein medaktikin bedavar. We're not so precise. We'll see how to define those words. About lochin es ha'galim v'shochtin v'ochlin, and so on. So that's the basic Gemara. So Tosfos asks a question. Tosfos asks, what's the big deal? How come Purim, Purim tzedakah must be used only for Purim? We have a concept, he asks, Vim Tomar, Dimarasko b'migvas Purim l'Purim, Im Tomar, Amrinan b'erachin, the Gemara tells in Davav, Ma'os shel tzedakah, Mote l'shnoso b'choma shi'irtza. When you give money for tzedakah, you could use it for whatever you want. V'afilu bari li de'gabai, even though the gabai collected the money. Afilu amar menorah zu l'beis knesses. He wants the menorah to be used for the shul. Mutter l'shnosu l'mitzvah acheres. You could use the menorah for some other purpose. I mean, you don't have to fulfill the wishes of the person who's donating the menorah or the money, as long as he's using for some other tzedakah organization, some other davar hektish. But so how come Purim is unique that you could only use Purim for Purim? Isn't this a type of tzedakah? So if you don't use it for Purim, use it for something else, for Tomchei Shabbos. Why is it so limited to Dafka Purim? So Tosfos answers, and he doesn't really explain too much, but Tosfos says, V'yesh lomar, the Dafka Purim, Amrina Hachi. It's a unique thing by Purim. De'ein l'shanos, we don't change. When money's given for Purim, it must be used for Purim, no other form of tzedakah. But he doesn't tell us why. What's unique about Purim? So this is where the Tosfos Rush comes in. Tosfos Rush adds important two or three words. And the Tosfos Rush records this answer of Tosfos in the top there in Tosfos Rush, the next page. He says, Purim shiny, Purim is unique, kidei laharbos besimchas Purim ein lishnoso. Because it was for the purpose of celebrating Purim, you can't change it. So he adds a little bit, but doesn't really explain entirely, but he adds the word simchas Purim, and that's a very, very key phrase, Simchas Purim. So now, really, to appreciate what Tosfos Rush means, we have to go read the Ritva, and then we'll go back and figure out what exactly Tosfos Rush means. So we're going to leave a number of questions out there, and hopefully everything will thread through nicely. So look at the Ritva now. I know we're jumping through quickly. The Ritva, the Ramaskva Ein Medaktikin, points out that he and Rashi have a debate how to define V'ein Medaktikin. That when you give out the tzedakah on Purim, we're not so precise, we're not so particular on something. So how do you define ein medaktikin bedavar? So the Ritva quotes Rashi, Perish Rashi. Ein medaktikin bedavar lomar, what that means is dayam bepachos.
that it's enough to have less. He doesn't need so much money. Vamoser, yipol lekis shetaka. And the leftover, you go to other tzedakah fund. That's in general. You don't say that. That's what you don't say. Avalochin is agalam lerov b'chol hamaus. You buy calves for them with all the money. Vamoser achash yaspiku leachel perm. Whatever's left over, yimchav yipol lekis shetaka. Meaning we just give a lot of money to them. In general, we have to be very precise how much they need. That's why, you know, when it comes to, you guys are not there yet, it means Hashem, you get married and have kids and set the school, and sometimes people need tuition breaks. So the schools have to look into how much tuition breaks do you need. They don't just say, okay, you need $10,000 off. They don't just give you a $10,000 break. They need to look into how much, you know, what do you have in the bank, what your salary is, it's, and then they decide how much you deserve. So it comes to perm, no, we don't do any of that. No investigation. We just give a lot of money. Now the Ritva argues. The Ritva writes about Yerushalmi Maseches Megillah Perakama. Amrinan ein medaktikin b'malos perm. Ella kol haposhet as yado litol nosin lo. So the Yerushalmi says it's not a question of how much. We're not precise in how much, but it's to whom is receiving, who comes to the door. So in general, when it comes to Hilchot Tzedakah, any person who asks for money, you always give them something. It's a klal, you can't turn away an ani from giving at least a quarter, a dime, a dollar, whatever you want to give. You have to give them something, because there's a certain busha, even a person who's a trickster, unfortunately. Many, many people pretend to be a neim and they're not. We've had cases where people pretend to be Jewish and not even Jewish. They've come to our shul and we've had to tell them, Rav Weinberger was nice enough, there's a concept in general, that when you're giving out Tzedakah, you'll see here in the, by Matan Savyonim, if a goy asks for money, you have to give the goy also money, by the way. Because Ava, if everyone's online and you're giving the Jews and not giving the goyim, so that's going to create Ava. So if this non-Jew, he figured out that Jews come to the shul, so he jumps along with them, so you have to give him something. But at the same time, he's not Jewish. So in our shul, Rav Weinberger told the guy, come only once a week. He said, listen, I know you're not Jewish. The guy wasn't 100%, obviously, but come once a week, Zehu. And he started coming like every day. And Rav Weinberger said, stop coming back every day. And then it got to a certain point, we had to ban him from the shul. And they may have been stealing from the pushka as well. But there's a klal that you have to investigate who you're giving money to. I had a shaila the other day. Someone from the shul called me. And he says he knows someone who's making a chasana. And he knows a person needs money. He needs money to help with the chasana. So he wants to know whether he could use his own meiser money to help with the chasana. I said, I don't know the guy. I don't know if he needs help. He could be saying he needs help. Maybe he doesn't. So if he's not really an ani, then you have not fulfilled the mitzvah of tzedakah. If he is, you have. Now, you're not going to ask your friend, okay, let me see your bank account. Let me see their bills, whether you deserve it or not. So I suggest, listen, give the money to him. And you're doing a nice chesed. And if you're a sense of the situation that he really needs the money, so mistama, you're correct. But you can't start going through this guy's bank accounts, obviously. And if not, you don't get the mitzvah. Okay, you didn't get the mitzvah tzedakah. You tried your best. There's a Gemara in the end of the first or second paragraph of Baba Kama that talks about that even those people who give tzedakah, the Gemara talks about a certain klala that Akash Baruch Hu is going to make it, that those who give tzedakah are not going to be zochah to give it to anim. They're only going to give it to frauds. So that means you don't get the tzedakah. Tzedakah is only if the recipient is truly an ani. I can have the best intention in the world and want to give tzedakah, but Lamaisa, if he's not an ani, I don't get the mitzvah.
Well, we say, though, like you have to keep a person of this style they're accustomed to once they...
Yeah, so whatever...
Is that an ani? I mean,
it's relative. Yeah.
Very,
very, very, it's very subjective.
Loose.
Yeah, very loose, subjective. exactly, right. So...
whatever it is.
Yeah, it's a scale. It's definitely a scale, depending on what the person's used to. But if that person, if he's deserving of it, great. And if he's not deserving of it, then you have not fulfilled the mitzvah. You haven't done anything wrong, but you haven't gotten the mitzvah. So either way, when it comes to Purim, says the Yerushalmi, we're not medaktik who is the person who's asking for money. Anyone and everyone gets money who comes to your door. Well, Rashi says no. He said, see him from Rashi, only to aniyim. The ein medaktik means how much we give. Normally, I'll give $10. This Purim, I'll give $30, whatever the numbers are. So what comes out from this machlok is between the Rashi and the Ritva is, are we medaktik who, or are we not medaktik who is receiving the money? Now, here is the punchline. The Ritva writes in to explain the Yerushalmi why we're not medaktik who's receiving. Kolomar she'ein medaktik in bedaver lomar im huani viroi liten lo im lav. We're not medaktik that. Ela nosin l'chol adam she'yavo v'yitpe. Anyone who asks for money, she'ein yom ze midin tzedaka bilvar. Matan savyon is not only tzedaka, ela midin simcha umanos. So Matan Savyonim, it's giving money. We'll get to giving food in a second, but it's giving money to those who need it, but it's not midin tzedakah only. It's midin simcha. So they should also enjoy, a simchas purim, to have a suda's purim. Shalach manos you give to those who are not anim necessarily. That's about the suda. We're not going to discuss shalach manos. I figured you guys probably have done that in the past. It's a famous hakira. So I'm not doing shalach manos this man with you this week. But the shalach manos, according to one approach, is to help the person with the suda. Tavi as a suda. So the animosa, we want to make sure to be extra careful that they also have money to buy a suda, to have a simcha. So that's the understanding. So Rashi holds Matan Savyonim is a type of tzedakah. So he can't even fathom giving to a non-ani. The baseline is you're giving to an ani. A medaktin means how much do you give the ani? That's the question, but it has to be an ani. To think to give it to an usher, that wouldn't work for Rashi. Matan Savyonim is tzedakah. Tzedakah only goes to anim, not to an usher. But the Ritva holds that there's some combination of tzedakah plus simcha. And Ashim are also worthy of having simcha. So whether he's an ani or whether he's an usher, we give all of them. That's the machlokas between the Rashi and the Ritva. Everyone okay with that? Okay, good. Now, just to read the Ritva, it says the same thing. He just takes it one step further in the next page in the Megillah. He doesn't say this explicitly. Oh, he does, actually. I missed that line. Shari af ashirin, you give mashalach manos. So then he writes in the Ritva Megillah, he says, she'ein nesina zu midin tzedaka gredasa. It's not only tzedaka, ela midin simcha. Shari af le'ashirin yesh l'shalach manos. So you even send to them. And there's a discussion whether that means you would even send matanos levionim to an ashir. But this really just goes back to the Ritva and Bab Metzia that although maybe you wouldn't give matanos levionim to an ashir, but a guy who you don't know, we're not going to be medaktik with ever. In other words, an usher, you don't give matalos avyonim. An ani, you definitely do. A guy who you don't know, well, should you do research or not? Since there, no research, just put him in the camp of avyonim, because it's a din simcha. We're more loose in making everyone happier, because it's tzedakah plus simcha as well. Yeah, Rashi assumes it has to be an ani. It must be an ani. You can't even discuss giving to a non-ani because he holds it's midin tzedakah, not midin simcha. Now, just as a point in understanding the Ritva in general, just the Ritva's mahalach, his approach to learning and writing, he's the most lumdish of the Rishon that we have in his clarity. He's bringing out the yesod right here. You don't have the Rishon talk in such terms. Like the Tos Rosh says, it's midin simcha. But here you see the Ritva contrasting tzedakah and simcha. The very chakira is in the Ritva. You're going to find that very often in sugyas with the Ritva. That's what people like him. He's very clear. And the lum, this is mamash given to you in a silver platter. Fine. So that's the question. Now we go back to Tosas Rush. We can understand what the Tosas Rush and Tosos, what they mean above Metzia. Because they were saying, Tosas asked the question. Says, why does Purim, the money of Purim, Matanos Avyonim in essence, have to dafka be used for Purim? Why not use it for other tzedakahs? His question was assuming that's a type of tzedakah. So the Gemara in Erechin says, tzedakah given for this tzedakah can be transferred to other tzedakahs. So Purim should be the same because he assumed in the question that Matanos Avyonim is a type of tzedakah. The answer, Tosas says, shiny Purim. He doesn't say why. So there Tosas Rush adds in, shiny Purim, because Purim is predicated on simcha, not about tzedakah, it's simcha. When it comes to simcha, it's a whole other set of rules. It's not tzedakah. I can use the simcha funds for Purim to use for tzedakah of Tomchei Shabbos. They're two different worlds. And that's the understanding of Tosvos and the Tosvos Rush. Now, this leads to a number of interesting nafkaminas. So the Bach writes, the Bach on Shulchan Aruch, on Tur rather, he writes that who's chayv to give matanos avyonim? So the Torah already writes, Chayv kol adam lite matanos l'anim. Everyone has to give matanos avyonim. Now, does that include even an ani? Does an ani have to give another ani? So the Bach clearly writes, kol adam afilu ani hamakabel tzedakah chayv lases mimashin nitnu lo l'sha avyonim b'perm. See, he receives avyonim, matanos rather, and he gives from what he receives to other avyonim. De'ein din matanos le'avyonim bipurim kidin shar tzedakah. Right. In general, the anani has to give tzedakah. Anyone know how much? You guys did Bava Basra this year, right? You got to that Gemara, I think, in the first parak of Bava Basra. You guys finish? What do you guys say? So what does it say, remember? Okay, excellent. Shlisha Shekel. And the Ritva, I think there, changes to a different shear based on the times. But that's all. Shlisha Shekel, a third of a shekel a year, that's all he has to give in tzedakah, nothing more than that. So the Bach assumes that, well, would an ani have to give this? So says the Bach, he says again that he would not have to give this, or he would have to, because this is not midin tzedakah. And second, right, I'm reading later on the Bach, of Al-Shar tzedakah, dechol ha-shana, ein ani makabel tzedakah chayba, el pa'am achas b'shana. He only gives once a year, davar mu'at litzedakah, which is that Gemara in Bava Tzir that you just quoted, shlisha shekel, k'dei l'kai mitzvah tzedakah. But he does not need to give other tzedakahs. But matanos avyonim is not tzedakah. It's a mitzvah. An ani has to do, he has to do dal kosos, an ani has to do every other mitzvah. He has to shalach manos, he has to eat kiras megillah. Matanos avyonim is another one. Had you categorized matanos avyonim as a tzedakah, and seemingly he would have been exempt in ani. But it's not a tzedakah, it's a mitzvah of simcha, and he would therefore be chayv. Now, the Pri Chadash, who quotes this Bach, says, I don't understand what the Bach is talking about. Ein latam, there's no reason of the Bach. El mastavra vadei deptiri. Of course, ani is pater. And that's because seemingly the Pri Chadash assumes matalos avyonim is midin tzedakah. And once the ani gives his shlisha shekel a year, he already fulfilled this mitzvah tzedakah. It's not fair to add on another mitzvah of tzedakah. So that's a machlokas pri chadash and bach, which depends on, hinges on, whether matalos avyonim is midin simcha or whether it's midin tzedakah. Now there's a very subtle, another subtle machlokas about the bracha of Shechianu. Now when, before Shechianu, we remind the tzibur on Purim Day to have in mind all the mitzvahs of the day, the Megillah, and the Matanos Avyonim, and the Suda, and Shalach Manos. Now, when you look at the Magen Avram, when he's telling you what to have in mind, when you have the Shechianu, so the Magen Avram leaves out Matanos Avyonim. He writes in Siman Tafresh Tadi Beis, V'yichavein bebirchas Shechianu, gamke, not only on Megillah that you're reading, but also on mitzvahs Mishlach Manos, v'sudas Purim. Now, when you take a look at the Prima Gadim, on the Esha of Ram, the Magad of Ram there, he writes, V'chavein lehotzi mishloach manos umatanos le'evionim birchas shechayanu. And he tells you should have the Shlech Tzibur have that in mind, because he's the mashmiya, he has that in mind to be yotzi to others with the bracha, but he adds in matanos le'evionim, which the Magad of Ram did not have. So what's that machlokas, whether or not one should have matanos le'evionim in mind when saying shechayanu or not? What do you guys think about that?
Unique. I mean, it's a mitzvah of
Purim. So it's new. Excellent. Very good. Tzedakah all year round. I give tzedakah every single day. It's not a new mitzvah to me. It doesn't warrant a shechianu. But if you were to assume it's a type of simcha, we don't have matanos avyonim the rest of the year. It's a simcha. So then the shechianu should be. You should have in mind that it covers the matanos avyonim just as well. Okay. If you want to take a look at the Ishami Toda, I believe he said, I think I saw this in him, that's why I told him to look at it. It's somewhere here, I believe. He explains the Shechianu that way. I don't think that's my own thing. Okay, now, so let's now go to that Ramban, and rather the Balmor and the Ravid, what we started off with in the beginning. I didn't tell you what they said, but let's go back to understand and appreciate that first Amud of the Gemara and the Megillah Beis. And there we said that Bizman HaZeh, we don't read Megillah earlier. It has to be Yudalit and Tesvav respectively. And that's because Hol Mistaklin Ba. And therefore, Eino Ella Bizmana. Since they look forward, the Anim look forward towards the Megillah reading, we only read it on the right day. So what does that mean? What's the reason behind that? So here's a very important machlokas between the Balmor and the Ravid. And had you read this Balmor and the Ravid first, you probably would not have appreciated it without these lenses of this machlokas, how to understand the nature of matanos avyonim. But now, If we read together the Baal Mor and the Ravid, I think everything will plug in seamlessly. So take a look what the Baal Mor writes. Baal Mor writes, he quotes Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Yochanan Zu Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Stimasa Ava Chachamim Omrim Es Bizman Hazeh Hol Mistaklin Ba Ein Karin Osa El Bizman. So that's the Gemara. He quotes from the Rif, Klomar Hol Ve'Einayim, this is the Rif adding in Pshat to the Gemara, Ve'Einayim Shel Aniyim Nesuos L'Mik Megillah. As we said, that the eyes of the Aniyim are lifted. They're anticipating the reading of the Megillah. G'day L'Chalik Lem Maos Perm, so they could collect Ein Karin Osa El Bizman. So therefore we read it only right Zman. So asks the Baal Mor, he has a question on this based on the Gemara. It's a little bit confusing. But if the reason is that we only read it on the right time, Yadal, is because the Aniyim, well, there's a Gemara elsewhere that implies that you would actually, on the Kfarm that would read earlier in Yom HaKnisa, the Gimel Talos Levyonim earlier on that day, meaning the Zman can change depending where you are. So I don't want to harp on the question too much, but I'll read it. The Kashilan, Al Hadain, Perushon, this parish doesn't make sense. The villagers would read on a Yom Knesset, Mondays and Thursdays, like we've discussed. They would collect that day on the Monday or Thursday, and they would give it out that same day. Because they always associate Kriyas Megillah and them collecting their Matanos Levyonim. So, what's the problem? Why can't you read earlier? We see in the Gemara that when they did read earlier, they would collect Matanos Levyonim then. So what's the problem? So just still read it and just move along with Kriyas Megillah, move the collecting of Matanos Levyonim as well. What's the problem? So this is what the Baal Mor explains. So Ra'isi, I saw the Rabbi Ephraim Zal, Shapirish Lefar Gzua Kusha, to answer the question as follows. Vamar, he says, Bizman Hazesha Yisrael Musarin Biduktuk Anias, that now that Klai Yisrael is such terrible poverty. E yahavinan lahu matanos b'yud alef u'b'yud beis b'yigimel. Had we given money to them earlier on Yom HaKnisa, ozli v'achlu b'yom ha'hu, that very day, they would eat it, use the money up, and would have nothing available. The simchas perm eina noheges ela bizmana u'batla simcha. Meaning, Kriyas Megillah was Yom HaKnisa. When do they celebrate Purim? When was the Suda? When was the Mishnah? That was still on the right day. That was Yudalit. So let's say Yudalit is on a Wednesday. So now they would read on Monday, which is Yud Beis. They read Megillah Yud Beis. They collect the Matanos Levyonim Yud Beis. But the Mishnah would be 2 days later on Wednesday. They were so poor that any money they got that day, they would use it right away to feed their family. And nothing would be left for the Suda, the Simchas Purim. And that's why they had to to remove this institution of no longer Yom HaKnisa. So what's the punchline? Yeah, Emmanuel, what do you see there? What's Pshat and Baal Mor? Exactly, connected to Simcha. Clearly, the Baal Mor assumes it's totally on Simcha. It's not about the tzedakah that they're getting. It's because you need matanos for the Simcha of Sudas Purim. So if this won't be available to buy the Sudas Purim, the Simchas Purim, you're not going to get the mitzvah. You've lost the mitzvah of matanos of Yonim. And for that reason, they have to abolish Yom HaKnisa, and only give out Matanos Levyonim on Yud Dalet, so the money given is used for the Simcha of that very day. That's the assumption of the Baal Mor. Now the Ravid right over there, the column over, he argues on this Pshat of the Baal Mor. And the Ravid says, he quotes the Baal Mor first. We could skip to two Y lines down in the Ravid. And the Ravid says, "V'hachi perusha." This is the explanation according to me. Bizman hazeh nowadays shehanosin muatim vanim murubim. The wealthy are few, and the poor are many. Matanos muatos, and the gifts that they give are small. Kishen koronos osa bizmana, when they don't read in the right time, u'mechalkin babayom, they divide, they give out the money on Yom HaKnisa, which is not really Purim. It's just like a random day. So you don't have the excitement of Purim. Ain't Simchas Yom Aleim. They're not feeling the excitement, the emotions of Purim. Umas no sayem muatos. And the gifts are very, very small. Veinani eneim shalniim tulios lematanos yafos. They want a lot of money. It'll be yadal v'tesvav. In other words, when a person who gives, who has a zechus to give money, so part of how he gives is how he feels. If he's in a good mood, you want to ask your parents for a trip to Florida. You have to know if they're in a good mood. If not, not. My kids, when they want something from my parents, so yeah, they know when to ask, when not to ask. What's a good time, when's not a good time. When it's vacation, my parents are on vacation in Florida, now's a good time to ask them for something. When they're at their regular day in a teenag working, not a good time to ask for something. You have to know. So that's what the rabbi said, the psychological point here. If it's not Purim, they're not so excited. Purim comes, they're drinking, take all the money you want. They're much more giving. I had this myself once when I was probably around your age. So I went to a Kotel and there was a big, we had a big dinner in the city, Midtown, made like a Hilton or something like that. Rav Nevensal came in, it was a big to-do. I was like 21 years old. And Rav Nevensal came into to America, New York City. We were all a big high. It was an incredible dinner, beautiful. I'm walking out to Midtown. I'm a Jersey boy. I don't know anything about the city. So a Frum guy comes up to me, asks me. He said he lost his wallet. He needs some money to take a train. He needs a couple $100. I said, I got a couple $100. He'd take my number down. He'd call me. I'll pay you back and everything like that. Beautiful. I gave him $200 or something. I took down his number and we'll be in touch. Great. A few days later, I called the number. It was a fake number. It wasn't a real number. But if I was thinking logically, I would never give a guy $200, like, especially as a 20-year-old. It's not my money even. So it's a strange thing. But I was in such a high, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me such a gift, a matana, that I helped a Frum guy in Midtown. Now the guy was a fraud. Unfortunately, many frauds like that. I'm not sure. I don't know. So either way, it was... What do I know? So, and that never happened again, all right? So you see from the Ravid here, the Ravid's concern was not that the money will be used up for Simcha. Nothing to do with Simcha. We want them to have a good tzedakah, to be a lot of tzedakah from. So the reason why it had to be dafka on the day of Purim, not earlier, is because the gifts wouldn't have been as good. It wouldn't be as much tzedakah if it was a day earlier. So therefore they abolished the minog and had Matanos of Yonim and Kriyas Megillah all in Yadalad. This way, the emotions, the feeling, the Simcha Purim will have the staka to be even greater. That's, I believe, the understanding of the Ravid. Yeah.
Why is it mochrach though that the Ravid then holds the reason the staka? Because even if you hold the reason behind Matanos of Yonim is to give the Ani Simcha, we would still want to be sensitive and make sure that as much money as possible is going to the Aniim to make sure there's as much Simcha as possible. I mean, even if the Ravid holds that the reason is not for tzedakah and is Simchas Purim, it could be he would still want to make sure that it would be given on Yadalad so the nosing would have as much Simchas as possible.
Yeah, I think you could say that, but then the question would be why was the Ravid not satisfied with the Baal Mor's understanding of it? Yeah. I mean, that makes a lot of sense also. So what was in the Kusa Machlokas? So I thought the only thing he could attack, and this is another reason, was that it has nothing to do with Simchas Purim. It's all tzedakah oriented. Unless he says that no, the people would save the money for till Purim, and then it would be an issue.
In the Baal HaMor, when he said that the reason is because if Klal Yisrael was so much poverty, they would use all the money, and when they got it, why wasn't there a kuplish of tzedakah or something like that in the cities, and therefore they could have kept the money from Purim on the side until Purim?
Yeah, I guess it was such a terrible time that the kubitz of tzedakah wasn't filled up. It wasn't being used as much as it should. Unfortunately, that's, I guess, otherwise it would have been fine. Yeah.
According to the Ravid, why wouldn't this reason apply also when they were rich and they had enough money? Why did this only apply when?
No, because we had enough money, so that the Aniim didn't need as much, and the Ashim were willing to give more. But now
even though on Purim they would still be giving more, whatever they were giving before, they'd still be giving more on Purim.
But it wasn't significant. I mean, Okay, let's go a little further. A few more applications of this. We have the Divya Yantzev, the Kloisenberger, in his Tshuvas. So he raised the following question, whether or not a person could fulfill the mitzvah of Matan Savyonim by giving food. It's a decent-sized piece, not so long, but I'm not going to read it inside. But this was the question that was raised. Could you give food to fulfill the mitzvah of Matanos Lev Yonim? And he says, it seems from the Rambam, he quotes from the Rambam, it sounds like the Rambam says one can. But Pashus is that it has to be done with maos, money only. He brings some Gemaras in Megillah, which talks about, as a Maisa, that someone sent food to an Ani for Shachmanos, and he said back that you fulfilled both Shachmanos and also Matanos Lev Yonim, but they're different yourselves, whether Matanos Lev Yonim is supposed to be there. So he goes through back and forth some Rayas, whether one fulfills the mitzvah of Matanos Lev Yonim through eating. But in the end of the day, what he says is that it depends on this very machlokas of the nature of Matanos Lev Yonim, whether or not tzedakah or whether or not it's a suda. And he goes back and forth, but just one svar that he says is that if you assume that matanos avyonim is letzarach sudas perm, it's about simchas perm, then seemingly it would be better to give food for the sudas perm. But if it's about just stam tzedakah, that they should have also a tzedakah to use, whatever they need for, if they need clothing, they need a bed, they need a roof over their head, whatever the need is, so then perhaps the most would be better. This way they could use it as needed. So he ends up rejecting this far. That's not mukhrach, but that's something he does toy with a bit in this particular tshuva. And one last application. This I saw Rabbi Sachs has a discussion in his farm, Yimei Purim. Sachs writes in Simon Chaf Aleph, he quotes a Maharil. Maharil, this is the wrong one. Again, it must be different editions to have it here. Maharil raised the following question: whether or not a person could use meiser, mouse for meiser, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of matanos avyonim. Im adam yotze mitzvah matanos avyonim, b'mash notzin ham mouse shel meiser. Do we say, kevin to ham meiser belav hachi shaychelem? Meiser is going to stuck to the ani anyways. It's theirs. So lo yotze, it's theirs as it is. Matanos avyonim is a separate mitzvah. If meiser is going to the aniim, so I shouldn't fulfill the mitzvah. D'ha notzin ham mishalem. I'm giving their own money to them, which they already have a bailus over. Oduma, we say, ikir takana kedei lesamchem, to make them happy. Im kein yotze lavyonim, keinim makbidim im nosin meiser im lav. Want to make them happy. So granted, the anim have a hold on the bailus over the money. It's going to go to them anyways. But for me to give it to them, dafka on Purim, that's going to get the tzedakah plus the simcha as well. So again, if it's midin tzedakah, so then I can use my tzedaka fund to fulfill another tzedaka obligation, a different tzedaka obligation. But if it's about just simcha, fine, it's their money, it's going to aniyim anyways. But the fact that I'm giving it to them today in the context of Purim and making them happy that they've received the money, you actually can be yotze the mitzvah. That was the suffix that he had.
It should be just the reverse.
How so?
Because if it's simcha, the mice money is earmarked tzedaka. And the Matanos Lavonim on Purim is a means of fulfilling the mitzvah of simcha. So you're not fulfilling the purpose of the Meister money. On the other hand, the Meister money, which is a tzedakah fund basically, and the mitzvah is tzedakah on Purim, Matanos Lavonim is tzedakah. Then you fulfill the whole purpose of your fund, so to say.
Yes, it's a good question. So I think that Matanos Avyonim, even if you were to view it as tzedakah, it's viewed as a separate category of tzedakah. And therefore, it's a separate obligation. So I have one obligation. All the money I have, in general, by Meiser Ksafim, let's go Meiser Ksafim for a moment. By Meiser Ksafim, so I cannot use Meiser Ksafim to fulfill any of my obligations. I can't pay dues to shul. I can't do that. Meiser Ksafim is only for aniyim. It's only for new obligations, but not any outstanding chovos I have. So it seems like, I think what he's going with here is that since I have an obligation of Matanos Levyonim, I cannot use my Meiser to fulfill the obligation of Matanos Levyonim. Even though it's a type of tzedakah, it's still considered a separate chiv that I can't pater with this. But if it's about just creating an environment of simcha, that feeling of being makabel, the tzedakah, is not fulfilling my obligation of fulfilling a need, but just creating this arena of simcha. Right here, I have to think about this a little bit more. I wasn't so clear on this. I'll just write what he says further here. Sure, Sachs, I don't have in front of me here. I'll have to come back to it, I guess. But great point, excellent point. Yeah.
In the Shammai Toda, he's been sided more
like. Oh yeah, the opposite way, yeah.
Like that.
So he says that if it's midin simcha, so then it's not shaykh to use tzedakah money for a simcha purpose. It's for the wrong purpose. But if it's a type of tzedakah, so I'm just transferring money to another type of tzedakah. Like that?
Okay,
so I'll take a look inside that. Because I wrote down Rav Sachs says the other way, the way I said it, but maybe I'm wrong. So I'll have to get back on these pieces, the Shammai Toda and Rav Sachs. Let's just quickly recap what we did today, and then we'll stop. We started discussing the general machlokas chakir about Matanos Avyonim, whether it's midin simcha, midin tzedakah. We saw Tosas Rosh assume that Purim is different than tzedakah, that you're not allowed to transfer it to another tzedakah because it's not tzedakah, it's really midin simcha. The Ritva and Rashi and Machlokas, a medaktikin, whether it means medaktikin the person or how much money. Rashi says, of course, it's about the money. You have to be medactic. It must be an ani. Tzedakah. The question is, we give a lot of money. We don't question how much money to give. The Ritva assume that, no, we're not medactic on the person. Even a non-ani could receive it because it's more about simcha. And he extended it perhaps even to Asher. He concluded Asher into that conversation in terms of Shalach Manos. And then we discussed the nafkaminas of Shechayanu, whether that goes on Matas of Yonim or not. If it's type of tzedakah, it doesn't go on it. If it's a simcha, it would go on it. About whether an ani is chayiv in this mitzvah, type of tzedakah, it would not. If it's simcha, an ani would be chayiv. And what else am I missing? Diviyatze about the achila, the food. And then the Baal Mor and the Ravid was the real interesting reading of the Rishonim of how, why we don't do Yom HaKnisa. Rather, we do it on the day itself, either because Baal Mor is concerned you're going to lose the money before getting to Simchas Purim, or the Ravid says we just want the tzedakah to be even greater, which only works if it falls out on Purim itself. Okay? Mitzvah Shem will continue tomorrow. Rechtia.